Carolyn?
I have two quick cardiac questions before we move on. The first one is just palpitations, because even in the pre-trastuzumab era, in my experience, the majority of women receiving AC report palpitations at some point during their clinical course. They feel like they have a racing heartbeat. So what is the threshold for referring those patients who have otherwise normal vital signs, except for maybe some tachycardia in the 90 to 100 range, which seems to be the average heart rate of patients in my practice? Who needs to see a cardiologist? And the second question before we move on is, this patient was really coming to me for advice on whether she should proceed with some form of ablation. Do we think that she's going to have another event, albeit unrelated to her breast cancer treatment?
The current approval for ablation are only in those patients who fail medical therapy. So they still have to, number one, be on medical therapy. Number two, they have to have a type of disorder that is highly responsive to ablation. So for example, atrial flutter has a 99% cure rate with ablation, as does WPW. All the other ones are considerably lower. So that's probably why the FDA made it that you need to be on medical therapy. In terms of palpitations, we do see those women who are on AC. And what our evaluation ends up being is an echocardiogram and a 24-hour Holter. The majority of the time, 90% of the time, we never find anything. A lot of it is reassurance to the patient. And I think what they're going through is they're wondering about, is the AC causing me to have a cardiomyopathy? And they just need reassurance that everything is okay, an echocardiogram, an exam, a 24-hour Holter. That shows they really are not having that, because it really is not that common that they will develop some sort of SVT from the drug. So we reassure them, and then they're fine after that. Actually, a lot of their palpitations go away just by the cardiology visit. They're just looking for reassurance more than anything
else. Think they're sort of dreaming it up, or do you think they're PACs, or could it be just tachycardia?
I think that there is a component of tachycardia or PACs. Part of our workup is also to look at their electrolytes, and a lot of times we find a little bit of a low potassium, but we don't find any structural heart disease. And I think that's the key word they're looking for, is structurally everything is okay.
Yeah, I think clinically over the years, many years of using Adriamycin, patients get palpitations, but that doesn't lead to any illness.
Exactly.
Just while they're getting the drug.
Now, the flip side is there is plenty of literature that an underlying tachycardia, i.e. a heart rate of over 100, can be one of the early signs of anthracycline toxicities. We would want to see those patients. But palpitations in a setting of a normal heart rate and a normal blood pressure, every time they see you in clinic with MUGAs or echoes that shows preserved LV function, unless they happen to have one of these SVTs that's documented to a rate of 180, that clearly is a diagnosis of an electrical problem. Those are the people that we would see and we would treat the majority of the time. Those other patients who have palpitations, it never amounts to much.
JB, there are some patients, I know there's literature on this, I've seen one or two, that there is also an NA while getting Adriamycin of pericarditis. There are some cases like that.
Absolutely. They can present with chest pain. That's atypical. They can present with palpitations. The nice thing is just a simple EKG will give you the diagnosis, and we don't stop drug when we see that.
What's the mechanism?
Don't know. We don't really know why, because the pericardium, by all clinical scenario, looks like it should be inflamed. When you look at the echocardiogram, you don't see a thickened pericardium, and you don't see that on a CT or an MRI. So we don't know what the mechanism is. We know that if you put them on non-steroidals such as Indocin for 7 days, everything disappears.